in the light of the virgin evening.
I've been gone for a month or so.
But how long am I now to stay?
Where am I to go?
It is not to my house I travel.
I do not have a home at all.
For the master is soon to marry, and he does not think of me or know my grief. I might even feel relief.
He would take his wedding vow
so he could discover
he does not really love her.
And he could feel the heartbreak I do.
Grown attached to living here, and that foolish child Adele.
She is not so foolish.
You've been treated kindly here.
I would not deny it.
Jane, what a shame that you must move on.
Why must I go, sir?
You said yourself, when I am wed, you will move away from here, and I see its wisdom.
Then it's true, sir, you're to marry.
Yes, that's right, precisely.
Are you glad, sir? Are you happy?
It will do quite nicely, Jane, when you're gone.
I'll make arrangements.
I'll miss our walks.
For my employment.
No, leave that to me. I have a place that I think will suit you, Jane. The five daughters of Mrs. Dionysius O'Call. They need a governess. At Bitternut Lodge, in Connaught, Ireland.
Such a distance, why so far, sir?
Oh, does that perturb you?
It's a long way.
Well, from what, Jane? Why should that disturb you, Jane? We've been friends.
It's getting late, sir.
And we've grown close.
I must go in, sir.
Jane, is that a tear that's in your eye?
Yes, it is, and I cry because the pain, because the grief, is slowly turning to rage. I'm like a bird upon the brief who wishes she were never born into this cage. I know you think, because I'm plain, that I feel nothing inside. If I were rich, if I were beautiful, then I should think I would make it as hard for you to leave me as it is for me to leave you. I love Thornfield. For here I have talked face to face with what I reverence, what I delight in, with a vigorous and expanded mind. But I see the necessity of departure, and it's like looking on the necessity of death.
Where? Where do you see the necessity?
In the shape of your bride!
Jane, there is a place for you. Jane, it is here with me to live in this house, to stand as my wife.
What do you mean?
Jane, you are my second self. And Jane, don't you see the truth that you are the heart of my life? Chat, I caused a rumor that my wealth wasn't half of my first claim. And Blanche Ingram, bless her heart, took the bait and not my name. I would not, I could never marry Blanche Ingram, because my equal is here and my likeness.
Then why did you make me believe you loved her?
To make you jealous.
Why?
Jane, to make you as in love with me as I am in love with you. Be my wife. Say my name.
Edward.
Will you marry me, Jane Eyre? You mean more to me than life. What's your answer? Tell me now. consent to be my wife. God forgive me, you are not getting away from me. If I had a string under my ribs, knotted to you, connecting our frames, I'd be afraid that many a mile would sever the tie, and I would take to bleeding inwardly. Are you my savior? Are you my saint? Protecting my soul with communion and light. Stand as my equal, be my reward. Slay custom and code with love as your sword. Child is slender creature. My hope of heaven lies inside your precious eyes. I hear your cherished voice across the moorland skies. Your youth and spirit flies us up to heaven. Open my window, drink from my well. Shower my bliss with your apricot smell. Are you an eagle coming to nest, or a swift on the wing with no need to rest? Childish, slender creature. My hope of heaven lies inside your precious eyes. The flower of your heart, it blooms and never dies. Will I not guard and cherish you as long as I shall live? Sanction you with all the love my heart can give, and I wash my hands of every youthful crime. Defy them all. God will give me time, and you will lead me blind.
Yes, sir. I will marry you.
Childish, slender creature, my hope of heaven lies inside your precious eyes. I hear your cherished voice across the moorland skies. Youth and spirit flies us up to heaven.
And the wind blew wild and deep. Thunder crashed and lightning gleamed. The sky came down, or so it seemed.
Then the great horse chestnut tree was split in two by thunder spear, but I fell safe, I had no fear.
I will never lose faith, I will never lose heart. For you have restored my trust, and I know you're afraid.
I'm as scared as you are, but willing to be brave.